up this Wednesday on CNN Student News, debate is raging in the U.S. and now on Capitol Hill about vaccines, specifically the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, or MMR. There's no federal law that requires parents to have their children vaccinated, and some refuse to do it. But after a measles outbreak in California, the disease has now spread to 102 people in 14 states. Politicians are joining the heated conversation about vaccines. Most people who caught the measles in the recent outbreak had not been vaccinated against it, though a handful had. There have been no deaths. The last measles death in the U.S. was in 2003. Most people who get measles recover in a few weeks, but it's incredibly contagious. And the Centers for Disease Control says the best way to prevent its spread is by having children vaccinated. Some schools won't allow children who haven't been vaccinated. Some doctors won't treat children who haven't been vaccinated. But those scientists say the MMR vaccine is safe, that there's no known link between the vaccine and developmental disorders, including autism. That fear keeps some parents from having their children vaccinated. Senator Rand Paul, who's also an eye doctor, said he'd heard of many tragic cases of normal children who developed severe mental disorders after vaccines. House Speaker John Boehner said he believes all children should be vaccinated, but he's not sure there should be a federal law. And President Obama says parents should vaccinate their children, but that it shouldn't take a law to get them to do it.